I realise that I haven't got much time, and I know I have a bit less time, but I'm not going to talk about all the results. It's quite impossible because there are far more exposures and far more cancers. I can't possibly go through all of it. And I've chosen to just talk about three particular aspects of the study. And I will mention what Richard said about why, just at the end, about why breast cancer is more common in the West than why all these cancers, not just breast, ovarian and endometrial cancer in particular, are much more common in the West than in developing countries, and rich countries versus poorer. So these are just the three things I'm going to talk about in detail. I could talk about all sorts of other things, but just these three. I'm going to talk about the effects of oral contraceptives on all the different cancers of the sort of female reproductive, there are organs involved in reproduction in women. I'm going to just show a little bit, because I thought you'd be interested, on ovarian cancer, because they're very strange findings showing that the tumour histology, just the histology described by pathologists, really, the effects that we're seeing really do vary by just the histological description, nothing more sophisticated than that. I'm just going to show you a couple of results just for interest. I'm finally going to talk a bit about breast cancer and what we know about the effects of endogenous hormones, that's hormones produced by the body, and the absence of pill or hormones or taken for other reasons. I'm going to talk about the effects of the menopause and HRT. So it's just three different sets of findings, and they're quite unrelated.